BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck up!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Tom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the ass, we pump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and back to the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what you're for on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you. Drop it.
Welcome to the WTR Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented in part by PWMania.com and TweakedAudio.com. Go to TweakedAudio.com right now. Use the promo code WILDTALK. Save 33% off your order of awesome earbud headphones. Grab a pair, get it tweaked. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward and Mace.
Raw open, Raw close, the end.
No. It's not that quick.
Well, for Mace and I, it was, because that's about as much as we watched.
I understand. But we're here to talk about the biggest story coming out of this show, okay? Because we got a super huge announcement to, you know, basically after the first match. Teddy Long booked, get this, a tag team match.
Really?
He never does that.
I know, right? This is like came out of the blue.
Was Randy Orton in it?
Randy Orton was in it.
The Undertaker must have been on hiatus.
Yeah.
He must have been.
Yeah, he was, sadly. But
damn
yes.
It, that's what they get for giving Taker a vacation.
I know, right? How dare they? But after Randy Orton defeated Dolph Ziggler in the opening contest, shenanigans happened, and we had a tag team matchup thanks to Tay Long on the Super Show. Yes, he made a super tag team match. It was Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton taking on Alberto Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler, four men who, well, probably shouldn't be getting along with one another. That being said, Dolph Ziggler and Alberto Del Rio beat Orton and Kingston.
Yeah. Okay.
Then.
What happened next?
Then, get ready. We heard voicemails.
Oh my god.
We heard voicemails tonight.
This segment made me want to take a power drill to my head.
I understand this, but here we have exclusive audio of the voicemail.
All right, Jeff, this is the second script for Pennsylvania, the second and final script for Pennsylvania. This is a recorded message about your last chance to repeal Obamacare from independent...
Oh, wait, that's voicemail I got. My bad. I like how they're saying this is the script and then leaving the voicemail.
Well done.
Wow.
That's fail. That's fail.
Yeah.
So yes, we had voicemails from AJ left to John. John Cena?
Well, they just said John. We don't actually know if it was John Cena.
Could have been
just
John.
Said John.
Could have been John Laurinaitis.
God, I hope not. If she's fucking John Laurinaitis, then that company has bigger problems than even we knew about.
Yeah. that segment dragged a bit.
That segment.
I'm sorry, but I watched The Last Samurai, and that was fucking shorter than this segment.
It's a 3-hour show.
And that was a 4-hour segment.
Yeah, it was. You're sitting there and you're like, just get on with it. Please just get the hell on with it. And by the way, AJ has to endure this. Isn't John Cena's name being dragged through the mud? Shouldn't he just care just a little bit?
He's a dude. I don't know. He wasn't the one who having the affair. She was? I don't know.
No. There are two people in an affair.
I don't
care what way you slice it, unless you're having an affair with your own hand, which, then you got problems. There are two people in an affair. If you're going to book it right.
And all these voicemails are going to boil down to that, you know, AJ's the crazy chick. How about that?
No, why?
Please, just somebody kill the storyline now. Kill it hard, kill it fast, and kill it publicly so I can enjoy watching it die.
Speaking about getting killed hard and getting killed fast, William Regal got killed by the Big Show.
At least he was on Raw.
He was on Raw and his chest is still red. I feel bad for him.
Owie.
I know. If you haven't seen his chest, it's kind of bad. And we got overtime on Monday Night Football.
Are they still playing?
Yeah, they just kicked the field goal to tie it at, to go to overtime.
Ah.
Yes. Anyway.
Hey, this could be good news for my fantasy.
which kicker do you
have? Friends and checks.
Which kicker do you have? The Chiefs or the Steelers?
I have...
Pittsburgh, I think.
Pittsburgh, yes. Sean something or other.
He wasn't the one who hit that kick.
Damn it! 15 points to tie it up, for fuck's sake.
You're going to need a lot more than one kick, and you can only have one
more
kick.
No shit.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes. If you blinked, you missed it. Caitlyn became the number one contender for the Divas title.
I'm sorry. I love how we were talking about this. Rock and I were having a conversation about how they never have number one contender matches in WWE anymore. And then they actually have one. And it's such a blip on the radar, nobody even fucking noticed.
I know, right? It's like,
and I'm sitting there thinking, TNA just did an entire storyline, which, by the way, F you TNA, I just read the spoilers, we're going to come to blows on Thursday.
Hashtag teaser.
Hashtag teaser turned into the rack. There's going to be a couple rants Thursday. I just love how they, you know, TNA builds this number one contender match. They make it a big deal. They make it important. WWE, they're like, eh. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is a number one contenders match after the fact. It's like, why even bother? And the fact that they had to tell you who was Caitlyn and who was Layla because they were wearing the same color tights was just idiotic.
Oh, my God, the boobies.
So, yeah, there was a number one contenders match. Jerry Lawler's back on Monday Night Raw. He returned to a huge emotional return.
This is where I'm going to mute.
Mick Foley announces that the WWE Universe will get to choose his fifth man on Team Foley. The choices are Santino, Miz, and Zack Ryder. You can tweet those results, and we'll have the results later in the show. Up next, Rey Mysterio, Sin Cara, Tyson Kidd, and Justin Gabriel defeated the Primetime Players, Primo, and Epico. See how I blew by the
line?
Just keep going, dude. We have no comments at this point.
R-Truth beat Tensai. Ryback defeated Brad Maddox.
Ooh, there's a shocker of the night.
It took 10 minutes.
It took them 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, WWE? It's a squash match. You squash him. You make him go splat. That's it.
They sent him off in an ambulance.
Oh, yeah, I read that on Twitter where Jerry Lawler was like, oh, yeah, there's my ride.
Mm-hmm.
I facepalmed.
Well, I'm okay with him joking about it. Everyone else, not so much. Anyway.
We'll get into it Thursday.
We'll get into it Thursday. Sheamus defeated the less baby-oiled Otunga.
Well, yeah, because Orton
finally
went on
first. Took a squeegee to him.
Yes. No, Orton went on first.
Yeah. Backstage, Big Show sent a message to Sheamus by, well, knocking out William Regal.
Oh, poor Regal.
It was announced R-Truth will take on Antonio Cesaro for the United States title at Survivor Series. We had in backstage at one point Ziggler, Miz, and Foley talking, and the line from Foley as Ziggler walked away was, Amy Schumer said hello, which was classy and funny at the same time.
But Ziggler's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, I knew the name sounded familiar. I'm sitting there.
The comedian. The female comedian, yeah. Amy Schumer. Then, backstage, because it was announced during that segment that Kane would team with the winner of the Twitter poll. It was announced, well, we didn't get the, wait, did we get the announcement there? I think we did. Anyway, Miz is going to be on Team Foley.
Ooh, we're also shocked.
Yes. Well, one of us did not like this.
Kane, we need to talk. Kane. 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 Kane.
What do you want, Daniel?
Oh, nothing. Just wanted to wish you luck in your match tonight with your new partner.
We have already been through this. I don't have a new partner. We have a new teammate.
No need to get angry. I mean, it's just, if Mick Foley asked me to team with somebody else, I would have refused.
You've got to be kidding, right?
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. Go. Go ahead. Go team with somebody else. I wish you both the best of luck. Of course. If you wanted to go to Mick Foley with me, we could tell him. We could talk to him and say, hey, we're not going to team with anybody else but each other. Right, Kane? 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 No! 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 No!
Best marital spat ever.
Okay, I'm not gonna deny that that sounds awesome, and yes, the clip that we found indeed extremely shows the awesome, but my god, WWE crowds are sheep. All they have to hear is the word no.
Yes!
No!
Yes! Shut the think for yourself for 3 seconds!
That said, Daniel Bryan is gold.
Yes, he is. He really is.
Yeah, I sent the link over so you can actually see the video of him doing it.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it post-show.
Okay. But yeah, he's just... Yeah, Daniel Bryan was the star of the show.
Aren't they always?
Yes, I know. I'm just... Hey, I have to fill this in. I'm trying to get at least a 20-minute recap, okay? I got like 5 minutes left. I'm trying to go for 20 minutes. Okay?
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Move on.
Miz and Kane defeated the Rhodes Scholars. Daniel Bryan almost cost them the victory. After the match, Daniel Bryan came in and raised the hand of Kane like they were trying to celebrate with them. And then Miz raised his hand for yes. Daniel Bryan raised Kane's other hand for no. It was tremendous.
They're fighting over Kane.
Yes. Yes, it's come down to this. They're fighting over Kane.
Get in line, boys. Get in line. You gotta go through the fangirls first.
So yes, that puts heat onto that one. And reminder, this Wednesday night on WWE Main Event, the tag team titles will be on the line when Hell No takes on Rhodes Scholars.
Because, you know, God forbid we put this on a pay-per-view where it belongs.
Then, in our main event, John Cena took on CM Punk. It was a good match. Well, what can you expect from these two? They had a good match. They made it a little bit different, unique, with a few different counters. In the end, Cena won, of course. Following the match... At one point, CM Punk was trying to leave. Ryback came out, stopped him, which allowed Cena to pick up the victory. After the match, Cena and Ryback had a stare down over the title belt. They were both tugging at it. CM Punk stood up from the outside onto the apron, wanting his belt. Then they looked at him. He jumped away. And we had a tug of war to end the show.
By the way, breaking news, Pittsburgh just beat Kansas City.
Yes. They intercepted the ball. When Kansas City had it.
Yay, they got the ball.
They got the ball. So yes, that was 3 hours of Monday Night Raw recapped in 15 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sorry, guys. I know usually we could usually pull this show out to an hour, but at this point, it's getting harder and harder to not only sit through this, but to sit through certain segments and not want to turn the show off. I went tonight from sort of enjoying the show. It was okay. It was average. What do you expect? They've just come back from this big trip around Europe. Then we hit the segment. And I've gone, you know what? Instead of turning it off, I'm going to get up. I'm going to walk away. And then I'll come back, continue watching when the segment's over. I walked back in when shit got worse. I turned the show off. And I went and did other shit. I have a job interview that I've got to prepare for. This gave me a great excuse to start preparing. This, again, is what we've been talking about for the last month now. As viewers, you have the right and the choice to send a message to the WWE through their ratings by turning the show off at points you don't like. Unfortunately, the sheep outnumber us at least 3-1. These are the idiots that will tune in to see such things as the segment that is not going to be talked about at length.
On this show.
They will tune in for that shit because all of a sudden it's hit Twitter, it's hit Facebook, and it's created controversy. It's got people up in arms, so people need to find out what's going on. That shit will gain a shit ton of viewers. I'll be surprised if it breaks an additional 100,000 viewers when the breakdown comes out in 2 days.
Well, I'll give it 3 because today's a holiday.
Okay, 3 days then.
Yeah, everything gets delayed because of the holiday. Don't ask me why. It's just people.
I have no idea.
They're slow.
Because people take vacation days. I'm to the point where I turned it off the same time as Mace, and I'm not watching this pay-per-view. Not only did they not sell me on the pay-per-view and the part that I did watch, but they completely turned me off based on what they did tonight for that segment. And we're not going to get into it. I'm not blaming the people involved. I'm blaming management. I'm blaming creative. I understand certain individuals were okay with it, but still, it was tasteless. It was wrong. And I'm not going to sit there and support it.
With that said, this has been the WTR show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I have nowhere else to go with that.
WWE 13!
That's where we're going to. We're going to WWE 13. You can tune over to the Twitch TV player live here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's right below the one you're listening to right now. because we're going to have some fun playing WWE 13. There's a lot of programming this week. Check it all out, including the Rack, Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be can't miss.
To say the least.
Yeah. You're going to find out whether I got a job or not, and whether I'm going to be leaving the network. Lindsay will rant. I'll rant. Brock will rant. Rants would be helpful.
So yeah, check out all the great programming here on Wild Talk Radio. I don't feel like plugging shit, because it's all, we plug it every day. It's all there. It's on the side. Check it out. Go to tweakedaudio.com, though. Buy some headphones, because we could use the support. Use the promo code Wild Talk and save 33% off your order. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, at Lynn's Word, at The Maze Thing, psychwarddesigns.com.
Yes.
CassidyRiley.net, and Mace has a Tumblr, I think.
Yeah, MaceRDN.tumblr.com. I'll probably post something during the week.
So yes, join us for WWE 13 in about, I don't know, how long is it going to take you?
About 30 seconds. About a minute or so, actually.
So they'll be dead air for about a minute. So thank you all for joining us. Shorter show. But guess what? We're here all week. We're going to give you plenty. Don't worry about it. We'll be back for Raw Post Show next week. Same time. Right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Try the veal.